Shalom semua. Shalom. Tuhan Allah kita sangat baik. Boleh satu juga.
Peace. I had to turn on the microphone. Okay. Peace of God be all with all of you. Indeed, our God is great. Amen.
Saya rasa sangat gembira kerana kita dapat berkumpul dan beribadah kepada Tuhan Allah bersama.
I'm so grateful to God that we are able to gather here together and be able to praise God.
Sebelumlah saya hendak memperkenalkan diri sikit bagi orang yang belum kenal saya.
Before I begin, I would like to introduce myself for those who do not know me.
Nama saya Jun Seok.
His name is Jun Seok.
Dan walaupun saya nampak orang tempatan, orang lokal, saya sebenarnya dari Korea.
And even though he looks like a local, he's actually from Korea.
Saya dah berkahwin dengan seorang perempuan yang paling cantik di situ. Namanya Sarah dari USA.
He is married to a beautiful woman. Her name is Sarah, all the way from the USA.
Dan mempunyai dua anak, Mira yang perempuan dan Hajun yang laki.
She has two, and together they have two children, Mira the daughter and Hajun the son.
Kami duduk dekat Malaysia 6 tahun sudah dan bekerja sebagai seorang perunding pengurusan dan pemasaran.
They've been staying in Malaysia for 6 years, and they're in the business of
consultant
for marketing and marketing consultancy.
Sarah dan saya mula melayani di PBCBM 2 tahun lepas sebab Tuhan memberi kami hati dan panggilan bagi orang yang berbahasa Melayu dekat KL.
They were called to minister in PBCBM 2 years ago because they had a burden to minister to those who speak in Bahasa Malaysia in Kuala Lumpur.
Semuanya berkat dari Tuhan sebab rancangan Tuhan sentiasa sempurna.
Praise be to God, His plans are always perfect.
Walaupun saya kurang fasih dalam bahasa Melayu, Tuhan selalu membimbing dan memberi hikmat bijaksana kepada saya.
And even though his Bahasa Malaysia wasn't so good at first, God has always given him the vision and the ability to serve.
Supaya saya boleh melayani gereja PBCBM dengan setia.
That way he is able to serve in PBCBM with great effort.
Apa yang lebih hebat ialah kita sekarang menyembah Tuhan dengan satu suara dan suara walaupun kita ada 10 lebih bangsa sekarang di luang di PBC.
10 lebih.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
We give praise to God that even though we are gathered here together, even though as one church, we come from various tribes and cultures from 10 different cultures.
Yeah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Jadi pada masa yang sangat indah ini, saya hendak berkongsi firman Tuhan dan temanya ialah menjadi berkat kepada semua bangsa.
So for today, we're given the privilege to hear from God's word on let us become a blessing to all nations.
Saya nak tanya satu soalan.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Bagaimanakah awak merasa diberkati oleh Tuhan setiap hari?
How blessed do you feel every day by God?
Mungkin seseorang berkata Tuhan memberkati saya dengan kesihatan.
Maybe some of you will say God has blessed me with good health.
Keluarga saya bagi berkat kepada saya.
God has blessed me by my family.
Saya diberkati dengan duit banyak, rumah besar, kereta mewah dan sebagainya.
We're given abundant riches, a nice car and provision every day.
Semuanya berkat dari Tuhan.
All of them is really God's blessings.
Tapi bagi saya berkat yang paling besar ialah keselamatan yang dikurniakan kepada kita melalui iman dalam Yesus Kristus.
But the greatest gift of all is salvation through Jesus Christ to which we receive by faith.
Boleh setuju ke?
Do we agree?
Darah Kristus telah dicurahkan di kayu salib untuk mengampuni semua dosa kita.
The blood of Jesus was shed on the cross so that he may forgive the sins of all.
Dan dia bangkit dari kematian untuk menunjukkan kemenangannya atas maut dan iblis.
And he rose again on the third day to show victory over sin and death and especially the clutches of Satan.
Oleh itu, siapa yang percaya kepada Yesus Kristus sebagai junjungan yang ilahi dan juru selamat,
therefore, whoever believes that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior,
tidak binasa tetapi mempunyai hidup yang kekal menurut kitab Yohanes.
They will not perish but have eternal life according to the book of John.
Itulah berkat yang paling hebat bagi semua orang. Amen.
That is the greatest blessing of all. Amen.
Jadi sebagai pengikut Kristus Yesus, kita semua mesti yakin dengan kebenaran dan berkat yang ditulis di dalam Alkitab.
Therefore, as Christians, as those who follow Jesus, as a disciple of Jesus, we should find...
Mesti yakin dengan kebenaran dan berkat.
We must be confident in the truth and the truth of the gospel and the truth of God's word which is found in the scriptures.
Ya, kalau kita sudah dapat berkat yang terbesar dari Tuhan, apakah yang Tuhan Bapa di syurga mau kita lakukan dengan berkat-berkat ini?
Now that we've been given this greatest gift of all, what are we supposed to do with it?
Mari kita berdiri dan dengarkan firman Tuhan.
Let's all rise and hear the reading of God's word.
Firman Tuhan diambil dari Kejadian bab 22 ayat 15 hingga 18.
Scripture reading today is taken from Genesis chapter 22 verses 15 to 18.
Saya baca dalam bahasa BM.
Invite Junso to speak in BM and I will read it in English.
Okay. Untuk kedua kalinya bersuluhlah malaikat Tuhan dari langit kepada Abraham. Katanya, aku bersumpah demi diriku sendiri. Demikianlah firman Tuhan. Kerana engkau telah berbuat demikian dan engkau tidak segan-segan untuk menyerahkan anakmu yang tunggal kepadaku, maka aku akan memberkati engkau berlimpah-limpah dan membuat keturunanmu sangat banyak seperti bintang di langit dan seperti pasir di tepi laut, dan keturunanmu itu akan menduduki kota-kota musuhnya. Oleh keturunanmulah semua bangsa di bumi akan mendapat berkat kerana engkau mendengarkan firman-Ku.
Amen. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possessions of the cities of their enemies. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
Okay, sila duduk.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Ya, mari kita berdoa.
Let us pray.
Bapa di syurga, terima kasih atas kasih-Mu.
Our Father in heaven, give you thanks for your love.
Kami berterima kasih kerana Engkau telah memberkati kami melalui iman dan ketaatan Abraham.
We give you thanks, O Lord, because you have blessed us by the faith and trustworth and the trusting of Abraham unto you.
Tuhan, seperti Engkau katakan kepada Abraham, kami percaya bahwa Engkau merancangkan untuk memberkati semua bangsa di bumi melalui kami.
Lord, we proclaim your word as you have given to Abraham that you have called us to be a blessing to all nations.
Bukalah hati dan mata kami supaya kami dapat melihat apa yang Engkau kehendaki.
Open our eyes, O Lord, that we may see what you desire for us to do.
Gerakkanlah kami untuk mengikut kehendak-Mu.
Cause us to move, O Lord, so that we may do the things in accordance to your will.
Dan bimbinglah dan tolonglah kami dengan kuasa-Mu.
Lead us and help us, O Lord, with your power.
Terima kasih Tuhan, dalam nama Tuhan Yesus kami berdoa dan mengucap syukur.
We give you thanks, O Lord, and we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, in whom we give praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Buku Kejadian penuh dengan asas kepercayaan untuk pengikut Yesus.
The book of Genesis is full of foundational beliefs as a Christian.
Itu bukan dongeng atau cerita-cerita bagi budak-budak saja.
It's not legends, nor is it fairy tales to be told only to children.
Tapi semuanya firman Tuhan yang hidup dan masih relevan sekarang.
But all of God's word is living and relevant for everyone today.
Kisah Abraham adalah salah satu kunci untuk mempelajari apa itu iman bagi kita semua.
The story of Abraham is one of those key passages on learning about faith and believing in God.
Awak tahu tak, Abraham dilahirkan dari keluarga yang belum percaya kepada Allah?
Did you know that Abraham came from a family who did not believe in the Lord?
Kalau begitu, macam mana dia menjadi papa Abraham, papa iman?
If that's the case, how does Abraham become the father of faith?
Untuk memahami lebih dalam, mari kita baca satu bab yang sangat jelas dengan apa itu iman, yaitu buku Ibrani pasal 11.
In order to understand that, let us read from the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 to know what faith is.
Okay, ayat 1 berkata, iman adalah dasar dari segala sesuatu yang kita harapkan dan bukti dari segala sesuatu yang tidak kita lihat.
Hebrews 11 verse 1, it says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
Maknanya, apabila Tuhan Allah memilih dan mendekati Abraham, dia taat dan percaya kepada apa yang dikatakan oleh Tuhan, walaupun itu tidak dilihat.
Therefore, even though God went up to him and Abraham did not know him, Abraham believed in him, believed in the Lord, even though did not see him.
Begitu juga apabila Tuhan memilih kita dan mendekati kita, itulah tanggungjawab kita untuk menjawab kepadanya, untuk mempercayai firman-Nya atau tidak.
Therefore, when God comes to us, it is our responsibility to put our trust in Him and in His Word.
Mempercayai firman.
And believe in the Scriptures. That is our responsibility to receive it or not.
Mungkin ayah saya agak panjang, kan?
Okay. It's a little. No, I'm short memory.
So Abraham, bagi Abraham, dia membuat keputusan untuk mempercayai perjanjian Tuhan.
So Abraham made the choice to believe and take God's promises.
Walaupun dia belum lihat itu dengan matanya.
Even though he did not see it yet with his eyes.
Itulah iman besar.
And that is a great faith.
Seterusnya kita boleh tengok apa yang Abraham lakukan.
Let's take a look at what Abraham did.
Okay. Ayat 8 saya kata. Karena iman Abraham taat ketika ia dipanggil untuk berangkat ke negeri yang akan diterimanya menjadi milik pusakanya. Lalu ia berangkat dengan tidak mengetahui tempat yang ia tuju.
The book of Abraham says, the book of Hebrews says about Abraham. It says, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
Okay, satu lagi ayat 17.
And one more in verse 17.
Kerana iman maka Abraham, tak kala ia dicubai mempersembahkan Isyak, ia yang telah menerima janji itu rela mempersembahkan anaknya yang tunggal, walaupun kepadanya telah dikatakan keturunan yang berasal dari Isyak lah yang akan disebut keturunanmu. Kerana ia, Abraham, berfikir bahawa Allah berkuasa membangkitkan orang-orang sekalipun dari antara orang mati, dan dari sana ia seakan-akan telah menerimanya kembali.
He says, by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. And even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. And so he, Abraham, reasoned that God could even raise the dead. And so in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death.
Iman Abraham sangat luar biasa, kan?
Abraham's faith is so extraordinary, isn't it?
Iman Abraham adalah iman yang mesti kita pelajari daripadanya, kerana hanya iman kita yang boleh menyenangkan Tuhan.
We need to learn from Abraham about his faith because it is only by faith that we are able to please God.
Apa yang sangat relevan dari petikan ini adalah bahwa Abraham diuji seperti kita, dan ujian itu tidak mudah.
What needs to be highlighted is that Abraham was tested, and his testing was a very large testing of his faith.
Siapa yang boleh sanggup mempersembahkan anak kamu?
Who is willing to sacrifice your children?
Terutama dijanjikan Tuhan.
Especially when if your child was promised by God.
Memang tak senang, kan?
It's not easy, right?
Tapi macam kita bacakan dari ayat 19, Abraham mempunyai iman bahwa Allah berkuasa membangkitkan Isyak daripada maut.
But as we read in verse 19, Abraham had that faith to a point where even though he heard, oh, going to be sacrificed, but he also believed that God will even raise him up from the dead.
Itulah definisi iman kepada Kristus yang kita harapkan, kita tidak nampak. Amen.
That is the faith in Jesus Christ in which we cannot see. Amen.
Nah, ketahui iman Abraham. Mari kembali ke kejadian.
So in order to know more about Abraham's faith, let's look back at Genesis.
Macam kita bacakan tadi dalam Kejadian pasal 22, Abraham sanggup mempersembahkan Ishak.
As we read from Genesis chapter 22, we read that Abraham was willing to give Isaac as a sacrifice.
Ya, tak teragak-agak untuk menyerahkan anaknya kepada Tuhan.
He is willing to give Isaac over to God.
Pada saat yang tepat itu, malaikat Allah berfirman kepadanya untuk hentikan perbuatan Abraham.
Thanks be to God, the angel of the Lord went down to Abraham and told him to stop.
Dan memberi seekor domba jantan untuk diganti persembahan.
And instead of Isaac, he replaced Isaac with a lamb.
Lepas itu Tuhan membuat perjanjian dengan Abraham hanya kerana ketaatan dan imannya.
And therefore the Lord had given him a promise because of his faith and his willingness.
Mari kita bacakan Kejadian pasal 22 ayat 18 bersama. PM dulu ya.
Let's read 22 verse 18 together. We'll start with in Bahasa.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Oleh keturunanmu semua bangsa di bumi akan mendapat berkat kerana engkau mendengarkan firman-Ku.
Let's read it together in English. 1, 2. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
Saya ulangkan lagi. Tuhan katakan, semua bangsa di bumi akan diberkati melalui keturunan Abraham.
Let me repeat this. All nations will be blessed from the descendants of Abraham.
Siapakah keturunan Abraham? Kamu tahu tak?
Who is the descendant of Abraham? Do you know this?
Nasib baik, kita ada jawapan di dalam Alkitab ini.
Thanks be to God, we have the answer in the Holy Scriptures.
Mari kita buka surat Galatia bab 3.
Let's look at Galatians chapter 3.
Sini Rasul Paulus menerangkan bagaimana kita dibenarkan bukan dengan kerja atau hukum Taurat tetapi hanya dengan iman kepada Tuhan Yesus.
In Galatians we read that the apostle Paul teaches that we are saved not by our works but by our faith in Jesus Christ.
Mari kita lihat ayat 6 dan 7.
Let's take a look at verses 6 and 7.
Secara itu jugalah Abraham percaya kepada Allah, maka Allah memperhitungkan hal itu kepadanya sebagai kebenaran. Jadi kamu lihat bahwa mereka yang hidup dari iman, mereka itulah anak-anak Abraham.
Galatians 3 verse 6 and 7 says, so also Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham.
Okay, satu lagi ayat 26 hingga 29.
And another passage we continue in verses 26 to 29.
Sebab kamu semua adalah anak-anak Allah kerana iman di dalam Yesus Kristus. Kerana kamu semua yang dibaptis dalam Kristus telah mengenakan Kristus. Dalam hal ini tidak ada orang Yahudi atau orang Yunani, tidak ada hamba atau orang merdeka, tidak ada laki-laki atau perempuan. Kerana kamu semua adalah satu di dalam Kristus Yesus. Dan jikalau kamu adalah milik Kristus, maka kamu juga adalah keturunan Abraham dan berhak menerima janji Allah.
Amen. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Ini bermakna sangat jelas.
This is very clear.
Melalui iman kepada Tuhan Yesus, kita menjadi anak-anak Allah sebab Dia telah membenarkan dan menyelamatkan kita.
By our faith in Jesus Christ, we have become His children because God has permitted and invited us to believe in Him by faith.
Dan kita semua satu keluarga di dalam Kristus Yesus, walaupun bangsa beza, asal beza, nampak dan kulit beza. Amin.
And even though we are come from different nations, tribes, and tongues, even though we look very different, although we look kind of the same.
Oh, yeah.
So even though we come from different tribes, nations, and tongues, we're still one family in Christ Jesus.
Jika kita adalah anak-anak Tuhan, kita adalah keturunan Abraham.
And if we are called children of God, we are therefore Abraham's descendants.
Juga bermakna bahwa perjanjian yang Allah buat dengan Abraham telah diberikan kepada kita.
And therefore, Abraham, God's promise to Abraham has been given unto us.
Sebab firman Tuhan mengatakan bahwa kita berhak menerima perjanjian Tuhan.
Because the scripture says we are given the right to receive the blessings of God.
Perjanjian ini apa lagi?
What is this promise?
Oleh keturunan Abraham, semua bangsa di bumi akan mendapat berkat.
By Abraham's descendants, the nations will be blessed.
Sekarang mari kita lihat kawan dan jiran duduk di sebelah kamu dan beritahu dia bahwa kamu adalah berkat kepada semua bangsa. Say it.
Turn to your neighbors and say that you are a blessing to all nations. And you can say in BM bonus points.
Oh yeah. Okay, sehingga sekarang kita belajar bahwa yang pertama, iman Abraham menyenangkan Allah dan oleh itu Allah membuat perjanjian dengan Abraham.
So the first thing we learn is that Abraham believed God and because of that, God made a promise unto him.
Bahwa Abraham dan keturunannya akan menjadi berkat untuk semua bangsa di bumi.
And the promise is that Abraham and his descendants will be a blessing to all nations on this earth.
Yang kedua, jikalau kita percaya kepada Tuhan Yesus, kita adalah anak-anak Tuhan dan juga keturunan Abraham.
The second thing we learn is that if we believe in the Lord Jesus, we are children of God and therefore descendants of Abraham.
Dan oleh itu kita akan menjadi berkat untuk semua bangsa di bumi.
And with that, therefore, we are to be the blessing to all nations on this earth.
Nah, dengan secara logik, kita mesti tanya, macam mana kita boleh membawa berkat kepada semua orang, kan?
So that begs the question logically, how do we become a blessing to everyone?
Apakah berkat yang paling hebat di dunia? Apakah berita yang paling baik?
What is the greatest news that can be shared throughout the whole world?
Berkat yang terhebat ialah Injil, bahwa semua orang yang percaya kepada Tuhan Yesus tidak akan binasa, tetapi menerima hidup yang kekal.
The greatest news that we can give to the whole world is the gospel, because those who believe in Jesus will not perish but have eternal life.
Mari fikirkan sedikit, macam mana orang yang belum percaya boleh dapat hidup yang kekal dan diselamatkan?
Let's think for a moment, how can an unbeliever receive eternal life?
Rasul Paulus telah menentukan dalam surat Roma pasal 10 ayat 14.
The Apostle Paul gave the answer in the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 14.
Okay, Rasul Paulus telah menentukan sini bagaimana mereka dapat percaya kepada Tuhan jika mereka tidak mendengar tentang Dia.
The Apostle Paul says it in this way, and how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard?
Itu sebab Tuhan Yesus katakan dalam Kisah Para Rasul pasal 1 ayat 8, yaitu amanat agung.
That is why God has further declared in Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, and this is the great command.
Tetapi kamu akan menerima kuasa kalau Roh Kudus turun ke atasmu. Kamu akan menjadi saksiku di Yerusalem dan di seluruh Yudea dan Samaria dan sampai ke hujung bumi.
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
Saudara-saudariku, mari kita menyaksikan Tuhan Yesus di mana kita ada.
Brothers and sisters, let us bear witness for Jesus Christ wherever we are.
Supaya orang yang belum kenal Dia dapat mendengar mengenainya.
Therefore, for those who, in that way, those who have not heard him or believed him yet will hear of him.
Mari kita cahaya di dunia yang gelap ini supaya semua orang boleh melihat wajah Tuhan melalui kita.
Let us live out the life of the gospel so that people can see the image of God in us.
Itulah cara laksanakan amanah agung. Amen.
That is how we actually enable and perform the Great Commission. Amen.
Nah, apakah cara lain untuk berkongsi berkat dari Tuhan dengan orang lain?
Now, what are other ways that we can share the gospel to others?
So, saya nak bagi contoh yang praktik.
So, here are some practical examples.
Yang pertama, awak tahu tak bahwa Pastor Bigo melawat Perak atau Greek setiap bulan untuk melakukan pelayanan bagi orang asli?
So did you know that Pastor Bigo actually goes into the interior of North Impera to minister to the orang asli?
By the way, terima kasih atas sokongan dan sumbangan untuk pelayanan orang asli.
By the way, my dear church, thank you so much for your support that you've given to minister and care for the orang asli.
Saya fikir itu peluang yang sangat besar untuk menyokong gereja dan orang Kristen di kampung sana.
I feel it's a wonderful opportunity that we as a church here can do things to support the church that is up north.
Dan kita semua boleh ikut Pastor Bigo atau menyokong melalui doa atau hadiah bagi gereja sana.
So perhaps we can walk alongside Pastor Bigo either by literally following him, praying with him, being with him in spirit and in prayer, or even contribute to the needs of this ministry.
Okay, yang kedua.
Okay, secondly,
PBC sekarang berkaitan dengan ministry dekat Sarawak dan Sabah.
PBC is now doing ministry in Sabah and Sarawak.
Kita mesti rasa syukur kerana Tuhan sudah buka banyak pintu untuk melayani dan menjangkau suku bangsa Sabah Sarawak.
We should praise the Lord because He has given us so many doorways and byways in order to minister to our brothers and sisters in Sabah and Sarawak.
Dan bukan hanya di East Malaysia.
And not only in East Malaysia.
Malah di luang ini ada berpuluh-puluh orang asal PBC BM Jumaat punya.
In this very hall, there are dozens and dozens of our brothers and sisters in the PBC BM congregation.
Jadi, mari bayangkan dan buat cara kreatif.
So let's think about it and get creative in the way we minister.
Bagaimanakah kita boleh kerjasama untuk kerajaan Tuhan di dalam gereja PBC?
How can we work together to extend the kingdom of God through PBC?
Sebagai satu keluarga PBC di dalam Tuhan Yesus, apakah yang diperlukan masing-masing?
As God's family in Pantai in PBC, how can we help one another?
Dan bagaimana kita boleh menolong satu sama lain untuk memuliakan Tuhan?
How can we encourage and help one another in order to give praise and glory unto God?
Inilah homework bagi kita semua. Nanti mari kita buat rancangan bersama, okay?
That's your homework, and so let's make plans together, shall we?
Okay, yang ketiga.
And thirdly,
yeah, Christmas atau Hari Natal semakin hampir.
Christmas is around the corner.
Apakah maksud sebenar Hari Natal?
What is the meaning of Christmas? What's the true meaning of Christmas?
Kalau kita bertanya kepada orang yang belum percaya, mungkin mereka jawab Santa Claus ke, Christmas tree, banyak hadiah, atau wayang Home Alone.
As you ask anyone who is yet to believe in the Lord Jesus about Christmas, and the first things that come to mind is Santa Claus, or Christmas tree, or even the movie Home Alone.
Tapi sebenarnya, kalau tak ada Tuhan Yesus di Christmas, tak ada keselamatan di dunia.
But if there's no Christ in Christmas, there is no salvation.
Saya ulangkan lagi, kalau Tuhan Yesus tidak datang ke dunia ini, kita tak ada harapan. Setuju?
I repeat, if Jesus did not come into this world, there is no salvation. Do we agree?
Jika kita ingin mematuhi perintah Tuhan, yaitu mengasihi Allah Bapa dan mengasihi jiran kita, tanggungjawab kita ialah memberitahu maksud benar Christmas.
If we want to fulfill our great command, the great command to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, to love our neighbors as ourselves, we must then tell the true meaning of Christmas.
Bagaimanakah kita boleh melakukan ini dengan cara yang senang dan tak rumit?
What's the simplest way that we can do this?
Yang paling mudah, PBC ada caroling, kan?
The easiest one is that we have caroling, right, coming around the corner.
Sertailah acara ini dan kongsikan Injil kepada orang yang tertarik dengan caroling.
So let's take advantage of this event, of the upcoming caroling events, and use it to proclaim the good news of Jesus.
Yang kedua, you punya kawan, jiran, pekerja, keluarga yang belum percaya kepada Tuhan Yesus, kan?
Secondly, we have friends and family members who have yet to know the good news of Jesus, right?
Jemputlah mereka dan buat rumah terbuka.
Invite them over to church and also have an open house.
Saya sangat suka cara ini dan buat sering kali sebab semua orang Malaysia suka dijemput untuk makan bersama.
He loves doing this sometimes because Malaysians really love going to open house and eat.
Macam makan itu bahasa cinta, kan?
You know, food is a love language of Malaysia, right?
So semasa semua orang rasa selesa dan gembira dekat rumah you.
Jadi when everyone is comfortable and they're relaxing in their home,
itulah masa yang sesuai untuk ceritakan kenapa kita orang Kristen menyambut Christmas sebenarnya.
That's the perfect time to be able to share what is Christmas, why we celebrate Christmas, and what is the meaning behind Christmas.
Contoh, tahun lepas Sarah dan saya jemput sekumpulan pelajar universiti untuk menyambut Christmas.
So for example, last year Sarah and Junseo invited a bunch of students together to celebrate Christmas at their home.
Itu termasuk semua suku bangsa.
That includes all nations.
Kita ada masa sangat gembira dan selesa sebab ada banyak makanan, bersembang-sembang dan permainan.
We're having a wonderful time because there was food and there was we could relax and we could fellowship with one another.
Dan melalui program itu, semua orang mendengar dan bincang kenapa bayi Yesus sudah datang ke dunia pada hari Christmas.
And from there, we were able to share and even discuss about why is it that baby Jesus had come into this world.
Tiada seorang pun yang marah sebab situasi di situ sangat selesa dan damai.
No one was angry or offended because the environment was comfortable, everyone was relaxed and open to one another.
Makanan itu bahasa cinta.
The food is really the love language of Malaysians.
Sangat mudah dan sederhana. Setuju ke?
It's very easy and it's very easy and very, what's the word?
Simple?
Yeah, simple. Yeah, simple to do, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That word wasn't simple.
Saya berdoa melalui pelayanan seperti ini, hanya Tuhan Yesus yang dimuliakan dan dipuji kerana kita taat kepadanya. Amen.
Even in doing that, we are able to give praise and glory to God because it is dedicated by unto Him. Is that, amen?
Pagi ini kita sudah belajar bahwa Tuhan Allah telah memberkati Abraham sebab dia taat kepadanya.
And with that, we know that God had blessed Abraham because Abraham obeyed Him.
Dan Allah membuat perjanjian bahwa semua bangsa akan diberkati oleh keturunan Abraham.
And because of that, God made the promise that all nations will be blessed by the descendants of Abraham.
Dan Rasul Paulus telah menulis dengan jelas dalam Alkitab.
And the Apostle Paul wrote it very clearly in the Scriptures.
Bahwa kita sebagai pengikut Yesus adalah keturunan Abraham.
That we as disciples of Jesus Christ, we are descendants of Abraham.
Itu sebab kita akan dipakai untuk mendapat berkat, menjadi berkat kepada semua bangsa.
God has made us a blessing to all nations.
Saya ingin habiskan firman Tuhan dengan membaca ayat ini.
Let me end the message today by reading reading from the scriptures.
Ini diambil dari Wahyu pasal 7.
It's taken from Revelation chapter 7.
Ya, ayat 9.
Verse 9.
Kemudian daripada itu aku melihat sesungguhnya suatu kumpulan besar orang banyak yang tidak dapat terhitung banyaknya dari segala bangsa dan suku dan kaum dan bahasa berdiri di hadapan tahta dan di hadapan anak tumba memakai jubah putih dan memegang daun-daun palem di tangan mereka.
After this I looked in verse 9 it says, after this I looked and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
Bayangkanlah, kita semua berdiri di dataran syurga di hadapan tahta Allah.
Imagine this, we are all standing before the great white throne and before the Lamb.
Dan seperti majelis pembukaan sukan Olimpik,
and just like the Olympics, the opening ceremony of the Olympics,
semua suku dan bangsa berbaris dan masuk ke dataran ini sambil bersorak-sorai dan memuji Tuhan.
People from every nation, tribe and tongue line up together to come before the throne and giving praise unto the Lord.
Saya hendak mencabar sikit kamu semua.
I want to give a little challenge to all of you.
Tanyalah Tuhan, bagaimana dia merancang untuk gunakan kamu?
What do you ask God? Ask the Lord, what plans do you have for me?
Apabila Tuhan panggil kamu, itulah masanya untuk mentaatinya seperti Abraham.
When God calls you, that is the time to obey, just like how Abraham did.
Seperti Tuhan Yesus katakan, Roh Kudus telah turun dan duduk di dalam hati kita.
Just as Jesus promised, the Holy Spirit had come down and now sit and now is in the very seat of our hearts.
Dengan kuasanya, kita dijemput untuk melayani kerajaannya.
With His power, we are invited to serve the kingdom, to serve and extend the kingdom of God.
Fikirkanlah mengenai siapa yang boleh kamu berkati dengan berita baik.
Think for yourselves, among who can you picture to bless with the good news?
Supaya semua bangsa dan kaum dapat hadir di hadapan tahta Tuhan pada hari terakhir.
So every nation, tribe, and tongue will be able to come before the throne at the final days.
Saya berdoa bahwa Tuhan sentiasa memberkati PBC dan pakai kita untuk kehendaknya.
I pray the Lord will bless PBC and use it mightily for his will.
Marilah kita menjadi berkat kepada semua bangsa. Amin.
That has become a blessing to all nations. Amen.
Saya jemput worship team dan mari kita berdoa.
Let's invite the worship team up and then let us pray.
Tuhan, terima kasih atas firman-Mu pagi ini.
Lord, we thank you for your word this morning.
Juga terima kasih atas berkat yang paling hebat, yaitu keselamatan dan hidup yang kekal.
Thank you for the greatest blessing that you've given to us, and that is salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh Bapa, saya minta hari yang sama, hati yang sama di antara gereja PBC English dan BM.
Father, I pray that we will be of one heart of PBC BM in English.
Kerana kami semua adalah sekeluarga di dalam Tuhan Yesus.
Because we are all one family in Christ Jesus.
Oh Tuhan, terimalah penyembahan dan pujian dari keluarga gereja PBC pagi ini.
Oh Lord, receive the praise and worship that is given unto you from your PBC family.
Kami ingin memuliakan nama-Mu kerana Engkaulah Maha Kuasa dan Maha Tinggi.
We want to praise you because you are the all-powerful and the greatest and mighty of all.
Kiranya Engkau sentiasa membimbing kami agar kami tahu apa yang harus kami lakukan.
Because you have the plans for us to do in accordance to your will.
Urapilah kami dengan Roh Kudus dan sucikanlah hati kami.
Cover us, O Lord, with your Holy Spirit and sanctify our hearts.
Penuhilah kami dengan kebijaksanaan dan kekuatan supaya kami dapat terus melayani kerajaan-Mu.
Give us wisdom and strength that we may continue to serve your kingdom.
Kami mahu menyerahkan semua yang kami ada kerana Engkaulah Tuhan kami.
We surrender all this into your hands because you are our Lord and our God.
Dalam nama Tuhan Yesus kami berdoa dan mengucap syukur. Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ we give you we pray and we give thanks. Amen.